From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Wisconsin Senate Republicans figured out a way to get around all things budget and did away with the need for a quorum. They passed what they dubbed the budget repair bill without a single Democrat. Critics say the bill is a union buster. All 14 Senate Democrats remain in Illinois. One of them, Chris Larson, says when they got wind of what was going on, they tried to rush back to Madison.
Personally, I tried to drive as fast as I could to get up there. My colleagues tried to get ready in order to do the same, but there was no chance with the very short time frame. They knew what they were doing. They intended to deceive the people.
Spectators flooded the Senate gallery screaming at lawmakers as they voted. The surprise vote ended a weeks-long stalemate. The measure moves to the House tomorrow and on to Governor Scott Walker's desk to be signed into law. California Governor Jerry Brown is asking lawmakers to delay votes on the budget scheduled for Thursday. Bob Hensley of Capitol Public Radio says the governor made the request despite his own self-imposed deadline for calling a special election to extend temporary tax increases.
A spokesman for Governor Brown would not say how long a delay was needed. Since assuming office, Brown has pushed for an extension of temporary taxes that were approved under the Schwarzenegger administration. The governor says schools and public safety stand to benefit the most if voters go along. Brown needs a two-thirds vote in both chambers of the legislature to put the question on the ballot. So far, Republicans have refused to sign off on the proposal. The state is facing a multi-billion dollar shortfall. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
In Egypt, more than a dozen people were killed and dozens of others injured after violent clashes. NPR's Steve Inskeep in Cairo says tensions have been building barely a month after a popular uprising there forced leader Hosni Mubarak from office. He says soldiers forcibly cleared protesters from Egypt's Tahrir Square.
This did happen at the end of an increasingly tense series of days. Quite a number of people killed in clashes in the last 24 hours in several different parts of the city. Some of this appears to be fighting between Muslims and Christians. You'll recall that there's a Christian minority, a significant Christian minority in Egypt. So there are certainly many excuses for the army to say that they have had enough.
NPR Steve Inskeep reporting. Egypt's new cabinet sought to reassure Egyptians of the caretaker government there, ordering police to take back the streets. Three staffers with the BBC were detained, beaten, and made to believe they were going to be executed in Libya. The BBC says in a statement the crew was detained about 6 miles south of Zawiya on Monday by Muammar Gaddafi forces. They were repeatedly assaulted, then released after being held more than 20 hours. They've since left Libya. Asian stocks fell today, pushed down by ongoing fighting in Libya and a flat day on Wall Street. Japan's Nikkei average was off 1.1%. The Dow closed down a point. From Washington, this is NPR News. Four U.S. lawmakers are asking President Obama to get involved in efforts to procure new services for family members of severely disabled veterans from the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Mr. Obama signed a law last May ordering the Veterans Affairs Department to provide benefits as a monthly stipend. The agency missed a January 31st deadline to enforce that law. Lawmakers say too few families are helped under the VA's plan. Lawyers for the former president of Liberia, Charles Taylor, have opened their belated closing arguments in his 3-year trial on war crimes charges. Taylor is accused of arming rebels in neighboring Sierra Leone in exchange for so-called conflict diamonds.
Charles Taylor stands accused of being the godfather behind Sierra Leone's brutal civil war that ended in 2002. The trial has been a tale of alleged mass rape, forcing children to fight, blood diamonds, and a supermodel. At one time, his defense lawyer, Courtney Griffiths, asked Taylor,
"You are charged on an indictment containing 11 counts, which alleges that you are everything from a terrorist to a rapist. What do you say about that?"
"I'm none of those, have never been, and will never be, whether they think so or not."
The prosecution called supermodel Naomi Campbell to testify in a bid to prove that Taylor gave her illegal gemstones mined during the rebellion in Sierra Leone. Ofer Biakwistarkton, NPR News, Accra.
The number of American homes falling into foreclosure status fell to a 36-month low last month, according to a company that tracks such numbers. Realty Tracks says a little over 250,000 properties received foreclosure-related notices in February. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News, in Washington.